Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachas Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara towards the end of the base brings that Shtei Alechem does not go on the Mizbeach. It does not go Le'ishim. But it is included in the Pasuk, Kol Shimenu Le'ishim, because the Shtei Kvasim go on the fire. And so the Gemara continues into Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara tells us the Yesh Baser, Ser, which refers to Shtei Alechem, there's something, the end, that doesn't, you don't have it in the Vash. Because Hutur Michlar B'Migdosh, you do bring it to Beis HaMikdash, you do bring it to the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, like Karav Imar, referring to the Shtei Kvasim that goes on the Mizbeach. So clear from the Gemara, and not only in these sugyas, but many sugyas, that Shtei Alechem does not go on the Mizbeach at all. And this raises a big question. Chazal in Sefer HaZoya and Pashta Tzavah, Chilek Beis, Davkuf Pei Gimel, we mentioned part of this Zoyar earlier in the Shurim. Chazal tell us that when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they could not eat chometz. Chometz represents the bad, chometz it represents the Yetzer Hara, and therefore Am Yisrael did not eat chometz when they went out of Mitzrayim. Similar to somebody who is sick, who cannot eat unhealthy food, so Am Yisrael did not eat chometz. But once Pesach is over, now Am Yisrael is healthier, and they could eat chometz. Concludes the Zohar and says, V'kol sheken d'biyoyim d'shvus. Is damen nahamo ilo? Now they got the bread from the Elyonim, the higher bread. Meaning, referring to Yorim Matan Torah, there is refuah for everything. So you bring korban, you bring chometz to put it on the mizbeach. And with it they put two other breads. And again, says the Zohar, chometz you put on the fire of the mizbeach, and it cannot control and hurt Am Yisrael. So he spoke about in the beginning of the perek why chometz and shvuas is okay to bring. But the Zohar is telling us clearly that chometz and shvuas goes on the mizbeach. So all the mefarshim ask in the Zohar, that's not true. Would you bring in chometz and shvuas to shtei alechem? And our Gemara tells us clearly it does not go on the mizbeach. As Reb Chaim Vital printed on the Zohar, there's a Hagar from Reb Chaim Vital, and he says, it's mashma from the Zohar that there's three breads that go on the Mizbeach. There's the Chometz bread and two other breads. And he says, Eloshen, very shtark Eloshen, v'zeh sheker mefursam. It's completely wrong to say that there's Chometz going on the Mizbeach. And the same question is brought down, the name of the Chidah on the Hel Oris on the Zohar. And there's a big shaila, the Gedolei Mefarshim or Oymedon, how to be miyashiv the Zohar with the Gemara. So we'll mention over here a few of the answers the Gedolei Mefarshim bring. Reb Chaim Vital himself says an answer with which others come and expand upon. That the Gemara early in the Masechta says that Shtei Alechem that came alone without the Shnei Kvasim, you have to burn them. So after that's what the Zohar is talking about, that the Shnei Alechem or burned, the Chazal tell us that they burned on the Mizbeach, that's how you burn them, and that's considered to be burning of the Chometz. But Reb Chaim Vital himself says that's a doichik to say that the Zohar is talking when you don't have Shtei Kvasim. Tarama Mipano, in a Maimer called Maimer Shivri Luchus, which this Maimer is coming to answer contradictions that we have between the Shas and the Zohar, he starts by saying that the Shtei Alechem we're talking about is because you do Tnufa to Shtei Alechem. So the Shtei Alechem, by doing Tnufa to Shtei Alechem, you're removing all the Koiches of bad that are involved with Shtei Alechem. Then it says it's eaten by the Kriyanim afterwards. The Ma'arib HaSan quotes him, as in the Rabbi Yosef Engel, and Gevur Shmonim Ois Nav brings it, because there Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to point out that when the Kriyanim eat, it's considered to be as if you're bringing this to the Mizbeach. That's part of the idea of Shulchan Gavoya Kazachu, is that the Kriyanim are considered to be the Shulchan. So the Rav Yosef Engel points out, this is what the Ramayim Pano, this is what Ma'arib HaSan are telling us, that the eating of the Kriyanim, that is the Mesreifa that the Zohar is referring to. So what does the Zohar mean to say that there's two other breads? So the Ramayim Pano says it's not the two other breads, it's two breads in total. One is the matzah that we eat in Pesach, and the second one is the chometz that we eat in Shavuos. So the Achilas Kriyanim is the Sreifa that the Zohar is referring to. Another Mahalach is brought down the Chidah in the Sefer Yosef Oymet Simen Mem Gimel, and Rabbi Reuven Margolius over here sends us to the Sefer Nachal Eden, the Rabbi Raphael Gordon, in Nar Pishon, where he explains it a little bit more. And it's based on our Gemara. that our Gemara is telling us the Shtei Alechem doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So why is it called Mimenu Leishim? Says the Gemara, because you have Shtei Kvasim that go on the Mizbeach. So there is a part that goes on the Mizbeach. So says the Chido, says the Nachal Eden, that's what the Zohar is referring to. When the Zohar is telling us that the Lechem of Chometz goes on the Mizbeach, doesn't mean the actual Lechem. It means the Kvasim that are part of the Lechem. So the Zohar is referring to our Gemara. And the Nachal Eden adds, what the Zohar tells you, there's two other breads. He says these are the two Esroinim, the Minchas Nesachim, that come together with Shnei Kvasim. So I have two Esroinim coming with the Shnei Kvasim. I have the Shtei Alechem, that even though they don't go to the Mizbeach itself, but the Keves represents it, it goes to the Mizbeach. That's what Chazal telling us. There's three breads on the Mizbeach. Two of Matzah and one of Chometz. So this is a little bit of the raid that we have in this sugya, the issue of the Zohar with our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.